Josh Griesenbach Show, Episode 10, King's Dominion, Halloween Haunt, 2013. Happy Halloween, and welcome to the Josh Griesenbach Show. I am Josh Griesenbach, and it's good to have you with us. In today's episode, we're going to talk about King's Dominion's Halloween event, and it's called Halloween Haunt. And you heard a little bit about it in my previous podcast where I talked about some fun different things to do for the Halloween season in the Richmond area. But in this podcast episode, I just want to focus on King's Dominion. So why don't we jump right into it? This year's event at King's Dominion, I think, was the best ever for a number of reasons. First off, it seems like the different haunted attractions, like the haunts or the mazes, depending on how you want to say it, that you get to go through, it seems like there's been a lot more effort put into them by King's Dominion to make them unique. And what I mean by that is that you don't see as much, or maybe even, I hesitate to say any, but you don't see much stuff that it seems like they just bought from like Party City. You wouldn't see anything that they had bought from Party City, but I imagine they're getting this stuff from trade shows. But it's great, and it's high quality stuff, and it's fun to see the things that you're seeing inside of the mazes. Also, another really cool thing that was going on at King's Dominion this year and is currently going on at King's Dominion, so it's not too late if you haven't checked it out yet for you to do so before the end of the season, but the park itself has put a lot of effort into the outsides of the haunted mazes. Like, you can see that they have put up structures outside of some of the mazes that weren't there before. Even the mazes that have returned from previous years. Like, for instance, they have a maze that has a theme that's something to the effect of it being a hotel. And so that was new last year, I believe. And there wasn't anything outside, I don't believe. But this time, they had an entire mock-up of the outside of a building, and it looked run down and really scary, and the name of it was No Vacancy. And so they had a No Vacancy sign in the window. And so that was a really cool way to for the guests to see that and then to enter, and then you're going through what looks like a hotel. So it's that sort of just attention to detail that was really cool. And why don't we talk about Club Blood, that other maze that they had next. So that was one that I talked about in the previous podcast as being one that they've done multiple years. And during their very first year, it was really good. And then they changed it, and I thought that it hadn't been as good in the repeat years. So I was hoping that maybe they had switched it back to the way it had been that first year. But that didn't happen. So they kept it the way that it has been the last few years, which is still good, but is kind of a shame because it's just not as good as it had been before. Now, in between the mazes, before we keep talking about some of them, they do have the different scare zones with like clowns and vampires and stuff like that. And it seems like the scare zones were went a couple of ways. Either they were exactly the same as they had been before, like the clown area seems like they haven't touched it in a couple of years, or they didn't seem to be as good as they had been before. Like, I'm thinking of the area that's around the No Vacancy maze, and there have been times when it's been the most exciting and awesome. It seems like they really kick it into overdrive with the fog machines around that area, which is fun. But this year, they didn't seem to have as much of that going on. And also, in previous years, at least one previous year, they had this giant, I seem to remember it was a jack-o'-lantern guy, and it was just somebody in a giant suit. But that guy was walking around in that area, and I didn't see him this year. So it seemed like that had been toned down a little bit. Now, maybe that's because I actually just went this last Saturday, so maybe it's like later in the season, and maybe the employees are, I don't want to say jaded, but maybe they're a little bit comfortable in what they're doing, so they're not as excited as maybe they were a few weeks ago when they started doing this. But anyway, so it seemed like the scare zones were either the same as they were before, or not quite as Good. Why don't we talk about some of the other new mazes that they had? So there's one called Miner's Revenge, and so it was very similar to a maze that they had before. And in fact, the first, I would say, third of the maze was basically untouched from this camp sort of maze that they had before. The maze itself was in the exact same spot as the camp maze was, and so the very first part of it was the same. It didn't look like they had really touched it all that much at all. And then the remaining two-thirds, they had changed, and they had made it so that it was like a mine that you were going through, and there were people in there jumping out, and it was really dark in some parts, and there was stuff like hitting you in the face. And so that was scary and like fun, and that was different. But so that was one of the big new mazes, was Miner's Revenge. And then the other awesome new maze that they had was called Zombie High School, and that one was awesome. And I think that's my favorite of all of their mazes now. But so they had like a mock-up of high school, like that you would go through, and they had this zombie robot thing that would bang against glass, and it made this sound like you might see on like The Walking Dead or something like that. And so it was like coming after you, and it was screaming. And so that was kind of fun. And you could see in the windows for the high school, you could see like chalkboards that had stuff written on them, and you could see like things that the zombies were holding that you would actually encounter in a high school, and you could see like books and stuff like that. So I don't know about you, but that sort of like attention to detail is just really cool when it comes to scary stuff and the haunted houses in general. So I really like that, and so that really paid off for me when it came to that that maze. But anyway, so you go through that mock-up of like a high school, and then you enter what I guess they kind of like made up to look like just a large grounds area that you might see in front of any sort of high school. And they had a school bus that looked like it had been ransacked, and it had a sign that said Zombie University. And there were a couple of like mannequins that were made to look like a football and a cheerleader, and it looked like the zombies had gotten to them. And there were like signs up on walls as you're going in, and it was like the high school, I think it's Lake Charles High School, for all you trivia fans out there, Lake Charles High School was the name of the school that had become Zombie High School. But there were signs for like their rivals, and it was like, go and beat the, I think it was the Silverbacks. I don't know how I can remember this stuff, but it was like the Silverbacks were the mascot for their rival team. And so it was that, but it was like the signs were all messed up because the zombies had gotten to it as well. And so then you finally enter and you walk through what it kind of looks like a high school. And it's neat because they actually, like, they really went with the theme, and they had like actual lockers, and there was like the different rooms in the house were made to look like different rooms that you would see in a high school. Like one was made to look like the cafeteria, and they had an actual fold-up cafeteria table. They had another that was supposed to look like the principal's office, and they had a guy who was wearing a tie, and he was like calling over the intercom for everybody to like run to the main office, and that there was an emergency. And so that was just really cool. And then there was so they had lockers, and with the maze itself, they had it so, like, as you're going through, instead of just having walls to guide you as to where you can go, instead they had some parts where they had chairs piled up. And they were, like, the actual chairs that you would see, like, in a high school. So that was really cool. Again, like, attention to details, that's just awesome. And so all of that was leading up to this big kind of open room that you go into, and they had it set up like it was a dance, and they had these multicolored lights going everywhere, and this like 80s music playing. So it was just like it was a dance, but all around the room were these statues of zombies. And so that was one of the more like surreal, just like weird and crazy and scary rooms that I've encountered, not only there but just anywhere. Like, it just, it felt really, like, surreal and crazy. And then they had you go through what looked like a locker room, and then you exited. But so that was Zombie High School, and that one was awesome. Other than that, it seemed like the mazes, and I don't want to go into all of them because they were like 8 or 9 or something like that. But so it looked like all of the haunted houses either basically stayed the same or got a little bit better. So I left King's Dominion much more impressed with it than I had been in the past. And I don't want that to make it sound like I was like down on King's Dominion. Like I love King's Dominion, and that's going there for Halloween is one of my favorite things to do. But it had gotten not necessarily stale, but is kind of the same thing each year. But this year, it seemed like they tried to like ratchet things up a little bit, and then with Zombie High School being one of their new mazes, and the fact that it was so awesome, that makes me really excited to see what King's Dominion is going to do next year, and the next year, and the year after that, because it seems like they're really starting to chase after, like, the haunted house that I was telling you about in the previous podcast, about the Universal Studios and their Halloween Horror Nights. Like, it seemed like what King's Dominion was trying to do was to move in that direction, which is a great direction to move in. So I'm proud of those guys and what they're doing, and I'm excited to see what they do in the future. And so there is my review of King's Dominion's Halloween Haunt for 2013. Have you been there? What did you think about it? Send me an email to thejoshgreesenbachshow@gmail.com. Also, check me out on Twitter at Josh Checking In. That's JOSHCHECKINGIN. And also, don't forget to check out this podcast companion blog at thejoshgreesenbachshow.wordpress.com. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and happy Halloween. I'll catch you next time.